This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Consultation with Indigenous groups about the Trans Mountain Pipeline began Tuesday in Calgary, the Canadian Press reports. The Canadian government purchased Trans Mountain with expansion plans, which would increase the amount of crude oil shipped to the U.S. But in August, a Canadian court struck down its approval, citing inadequate Indigenous consultation and environmental concerns. 45 Indigenous groups from the U.S. and Canada were invited to give testimony at the first meeting. Some First Nations support the project for jobs and economic development. Other Native groups in both the U.S. and Canada have expressed opposition to expanding the pipeline. Consultations are scheduled to continue in other Canadian communities through early December. Regulators are reportedly on a tight timeline to reconsider approval of the project, with a final report expected to be submitted to federal officials by February. A three-day language summit recently held in Juneau, Alaska, brought together speakers of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian languages. Zoe Gruskin was there and spoke with an elder who had traveled a long way to be there.
Voices of Our Ancestors Language Summit brought together nearly 80 speakers of Southeast Alaska's native languages. For some, it was one of their first opportunities to talk with other fluent speakers.
I'm a Tlingit speaker, but I have lived away from Yakutat for over 40 years.
That's Jim Thomas. Tlingit names Katsutu and Shayugan. Thomas was the first director of public relations for the Alaska Federation of Natives. Then he moved to Washington State. Despite living far from home, Thomas says he's a pretty good speaker.
There are just words, phrases that I forget. They tumble around in your brain and then they tumble around in your mouth because Tlingit is very complex.
Thomas says he used to be ashamed to forget words, but now when he needs help, he just asks a friend or relative and keeps talking. Often, that help comes from his young in-law, Tlingit teacher and culture bearer, Paul Marks II. During the session on language suppression, Thomas sat beside Marks and Marks's baby. Thomas used his turn on the mic to introduce the baby girl, and he told the crowd that holding on to language and cultural traditions can be especially important for young children.
And one of those words that I told them that we need to remember is achkanku. It's we put our hand, the palm of our hand, under the chin of a child, and we say achkanku. And that means you are the most precious child on the face of the earth. And then if we're sitting across from them in the biggest hall, you hold your hand out to them and you go, chuk, chuk. And that child knows that they are the most precious being on the face of the earth.
The crowd repeated Thomas's words as Marks bounced the baby. Thomas hopes she will grow up speaking Tlingit. The summit was organized by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in partnership with the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Around 300 people attended over 3 days. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
Native groups plan to march and speak in Plymouth, Massachusetts Thursday for the annual National Day of Mourning event. The United American Indians of New England organized the annual gathering, saying the Thanksgiving Day holiday represents genocide, and they use the day to raise awareness of Native issues. Past speakers have discussed missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. This year's march will include drawing attention to Indigenous land rights, including the Mashpee Wampanoag's fight for its reservation. A gathering is also held annually on the West Coast with the Indigenous People Sunrise Ceremony on Alcatraz Island. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the University of Tulsa College of Law's online Indian Law Master's Degree Program to help you work effectively in Indian Country. Spring application deadline is December 1st. More information at 918-631-2402. PBS wants to hear from you. Are you watching the four-part series Native America on your local PBS station? PBS wants to know how you continue your cultural knowledge and tradition. PBS is collecting stories like yours at pbs.org/native voices.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.